The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps daily can help conserve water and save money. Find water use information, including leak detection information, at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What is happening at the Lexington Farmers Market?
I am so happy that we finally get to have local, delicious blueberries at the Farmers Market. I love, love, love making a spicy blueberry barbecue sauce. The sweetness and the depth that the blueberries add really can complement something like some roasted ribs. If you don't want to go through the whole process of making a barbecue sauce from scratch, you can always buy a pre-prepared bottle or jar of barbecue sauce and then mix in and cook down some of the blueberries with maybe a habanero, or if you're not into that spicy, some jalapenos. And so you can get a really nice glaze that you can put on top of the meat that you're going to cook on the grill. And so it's really delicious. It's not a way that you would typically think to use blueberries. And it doesn't matter if the blueberries are a little bit misshapen or if they don't like have the perfect blueberry aesthetic, but you can still make something really delicious. Another fun thing to do if you have some berries that you have too many of and you don't know what you're going to do before they start to turn bad, you can always turn them into a syrup. What I typically do is it's a 1-to-1 ratio of blueberries to white sugar and water. You mix that together and you let that simmer down. You can use that to flavor a latte if you have your own little coffee cart at home, or you can add it into a cocktail. Or you can use it to drizzle over some yogurt with some honey and some granola. That's the way that you introduce the sweetness, and that will last in your refrigerator or fridge a little longer than the fresh berries will. We're starting to get some other fruits like raspberries, and I mentioned blackberries, peaches just around the corner. If you wanted to freeze some of the blueberries and then make a blueberry peach pie later, or a blueberry peach cobbler, then that would also be really delicious, I think. That's the other good thing with blueberries is that they're easy to freeze. You just rinse them off and then put them on a flat surface, put them in your freezer, and when they've frozen, you can toss them into a Ziploc bag with the date on there and pull out as many as you need for a recipe or just as a snack.
Or a smoothie.
Or a smoothie, yes, absolutely. That's the quintessential blueberry smoothie. You can add blueberries in there and make it even better.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about blueberries and the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me today.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Kentucky's not one of those states that you think of for blueberries. To me, in my mind, it seems like a much more northern type fruit.
It's definitely not a fruit that is often associated with Kentucky, but it grows really well here. Not quite as well as something like blackberries, which our farmers have worked really hard through the years to develop different varieties of that. But they turn out to be so delicious. They're great little snacks. They freeze well. You can put them in all kinds of interesting and delicious foods, whether that is a sweet preparation, a breakfast preparation, a savory preparation. They're really versatile in that regard.
What about the size of the blueberries? What typically can people expect to see? Because when you go to the grocery store, they may have 3 or 4 different sizes of blueberries. What do you typically get for the ones that are grown here in Kentucky?
Our farmers are choosing different plants that do best for the land that they have. Blueberries can be a little bit particular with soil type that sometimes informs the farmer on what kind of blueberry they can plant, and that turns into how big the blueberry is before it's ready to pick. So if you do go to the grocery store, you may have seen something like thumb-sized jumbo blueberries, and then you might have also seen ones that are like little tiny dainty blueberries. It really just depends on the variety that the farmer is growing. You can ask the farmer at the farmer's market, will these be good for making a jam? Will these be good for putting in a pancake? How do you best suggest using these? So typically, the smaller the berry, the lower the water content is compared to the number of sugars and nutrients. Not always, but that is the general rule. If you're making something like a smoothie, you might want one of the really big, plump blueberries. If you're making something like a compote, you might want some of the smaller blueberries. But always ask. Some farmers even offer samples, and so they're able to let you try.
What would be the trick if you were going to prepare your own barbecue sauce, making it from scratch with blueberry? Like, what would you add to it and how would you do it?
Person that likes a tomato-based barbecue sauce, you would take something like a tomato paste and ketchup, brown sugar, molasses, cumin, and red pepper flakes. And then I would also add the blueberries in there as some of the additional sweetener and let that cook down till it's almost a syrupy consistency. You might have to add some water at the beginning until the berries start to release some of their water, but just let that reduce down until you get a nice consistency. The spoon test. So you dip a spoon in and then you rub your finger through the back of the spoon. And if it holds that line, then it's usually thick enough to be able to stick to whatever you're wanting to dip into it.
I'm shopping at the farmer's market and I pick up some of those hot peppers because they got a lot of varieties of hot peppers. And maybe I find one that the farmer suggests might be suitable to my taste. How do I put that in there too?
It's really hard to take spice out of a dish. So I would often say you want to wash the pepper, especially if it's one of the hot peppers, de-seed and de-stem it, add little slices of it at the beginning, and you can always add more towards the end. Just remember that the closer you are to the end, the smaller you probably want to cut up the pepper because it won't have as much time to dissolve into the rest of the sauce. If you put a big chunk of a hot habanero in there, you don't want any of your friends or people eating your barbecue to just get a full bite of that.
I know here in Kentucky, people are accustomed to making blackberry cobbler. I guess blueberry, I don't know if I've ever had a blueberry cobbler per se, but you certainly had blueberry pie.
Yeah.
Are there some tricks to making the perfect blueberry pie?
I would say that there are lots of tips and tricks to making fruit pies, but if you are just starting off, they can be one of the more complicated baked items to do. A cobbler or a buckle or another sort of dessert in which you make a pound cake even. A blueberry pound cake is a great transition into fresh fruit into your baked goods because you have to incorporate or think about the water content. You have to think about if you want to make it into a syrup first or if you're going to leave them whole. You're going to have to think about a lot of things, and starting simple and then going to something like a double crusted blueberry pie, that is a more advanced technique for sure. Especially when in Kentucky, we're looking at using flour and the humidity, that can really impact how the crust turns out. That's not something that we always really understand on the same intuitive level of, oh, it's 85% humidity outside. How much is that affecting the flour that I'm going to be making into this buttery crust?
Do you have any farmers that have pre-made pie crusts or anything like that?
Not pre-made pie crust, but you can buy slices of pie, or you can even sometimes buy pre-jarred pie filling. And so you don't have to make the filling. You can just go buy a crust at the store or do a simple sugar, flour, butter, ice crust and pour that in there, and it works really well.
I guess you could even just take a seltzer, if you've got like a plain seltzer, and just toss some of that blueberry syrup in there.
If you are used to buying the fancy seltzers at the store and you see them say essenced with, and you're like, I want them to be doubly essenced or triply essenced, they're too bland for me. You can always just buy the plain and then add your own flavorings yourself, whether that is blueberries or I think we mentioned maybe adding strawberries earlier in the year, but you can play around with it and then you get to determine how sweet you want it, if you want it sweetened or not. It's a really great way to brighten up even a lemonade if you're making a blueberry lemonade and add some seltzer into that and then you have a sparkling blueberry lemonade, and that sounds really good to me right now.